Balancing business development, focusing on environmentally conscious projects, and combating homelessness. These are just a few of the issues that have been talked about a lot recently in Tacoma. And now voters will have an opportunity to decide who will lead the city into its next phase. You're listening to KNKX and 88.5's Kirsten Kendrick spoke with News Tribune city government reporter Candace Rude to find out more about the municipal races in Tacoma as part of our ongoing election coverage. They talked via Skype.
Tacoma is definitely a city in transition. That is the backdrop for this election. Candace, there will be a new mayor leading the city. And in the mayor's race, are you hearing evidence of this old Tacoma versus new Tacoma debate?
There's a little bit of that, but I think the issues that people care about at the doorbell are kind of the issues people always care about. They want potholes fixed. They want better roads. They want more cops. I mean, we recently did a story about how we're number one in the state for crime. People want more police on the police force. But they're also concerned about the broader, kind of more popular issues in the forefront that are facing Tacoma, things that have been in the news, such as the liquefied natural gas plant and homelessness. But at the door, candidates are saying they're really hearing more about the kind of bread and butter city issues that people want to see addressed.
Let's hear a little bit more about the candidates for mayor.
Jim Merritt is a veteran architect in Tacoma. He's been involved in a lot of really iconic projects. He designed Union Station. He had a hand in redeveloping the Theophilus Waterway, early designs for the Staed Cable 509 Bridge. So he has never held public office before. He ran in 2009 against current Mayor Marilyn Strickland and was defeated. And his opponent is Victoria Woodards. She was a two-term councilwoman and former director of the Tacoma Urban League. She has lived in Tacoma all her life. She served in the military. If you want to vote for someone who has been on the council and has experience as a politician in Tacoma and has the support of the current city council, that would be the person you would vote for. If you want to see someone fresh on the city council who hasn't been a politician in Tacoma or hasn't been an elected official in Tacoma before, you'd probably vote for Jim Merritt.
Speaking of the city council, one race where Old Tacoma versus New Tacoma is playing out is in District 5, South Tacoma.
Yeah, so in District 5, we have two candidates. One is a local business owner with a family. His name is Brian Arnold. He's running for the first time. He has a lot of support from business owners in the business district in South Tacoma. He very much talks about Tacoma as a gritty, blue-collar city. He wants to make sure family wage jobs stay in Tacoma. I think he more represents Old Tacoma, kind of that identity of it being a blue-collar place. He is running against Chris Beal, who was a former chair of the Tacoma Planning Commission and is a planner by trade. He is has a lot of progressive ideas. He represents the more new Tacoma. He's young. He isn't as tied in with, I guess, the business district down there, but he has more ideas for Tacoma at large.
What are some of the other races of note in the city?
District 2 includes the Port of Tacoma, Northeast Tacoma, and Downtown Tacoma, and incumbent Robert Toms is being challenged by Philip Cowan. He's the executive director of the Grand Cinema down here. That's an interesting race because there's a lot of focus right now on the future of fossil fuels at the Port of Tacoma. Robert Toms is supported by a lot of the industry down in the port, and Philip Cowan has kind of challenged that. Then we have an at-large race, which is District 6. We have Lillian Hunter and Meredith Neal. They're pretty similar in their point of view. Meredith Neal was also on the Planning Commission and comes from that kind of planning background. Lillian Hunter was in education for a long time. And then in District 4, people are going to be electing either Catherine Ushka, who was the president of the Tacoma School Board, or they'll be voting for Kevin Grossman, who's a more of a newcomer to District 4, but is a developer, has experience in affordable housing, and he was formerly the deputy mayor in Shoreline.
Well, it seems like there are a lot of similarities in many of these candidates. What do you think will be the motivation for voters to make their choices?
Yeah, that's true. These are all nonpartisan races, so it's not like voters are voting on a progressive platform or a more conservative platform. They're really coming out, I think, based on issues that they're interested in, where a certain candidate stands on public safety, streets and roads, the liquefied natural gas plant, maybe fossil fuels, homelessness, affordable housing, the CLIC municipal broadband network. And I think Tacoma is also, it's a big-ish city with a small town feel. A lot of these people have been around for decades. I think a lot of voters also have personal connections with many of the candidates, and that might be a factor in some of the voting, but it absolutely feels like an issues-driven race.
All right, Candace, thanks so much.
Thank you.
News Tribune city government reporter Candace Root speaking with 88.5's Kirsten Kendrick. For more on election 2017 and what it means for our region, you can listen to all of our coverage at knkx.org.